In the name of God. The final report of the research project entitled Investigating the Association Between Ceramic Acid and the 10-Year Risk of Dyslipidemia in Adult Soft Yeast is hereby presented. This project has been completed under the supervision of Drs. Sareban, Mohammadi, Mirjalili, Sultani, Mihampur, and Zare Bidoki. The target audience of this study consists of internists, endocrinologists, and nutrition specialists. Findings from the Yes Healthy Health Project have shown that a large proportion of the population is at risk of developing dyslipidemia as a component of metabolic syndrome and consequently cardiovascular disease. A lifetime encouraging physical activity and follow a proper diet, the use of biomarkers can be effective in predicting and preventing the onset of dyslipidemia. This study demonstrated that ceramic acid could be used as a biomarker to predict the progression of dyslipidemia and to investigate its incidence. Previous studies have also identified uric acid as a pro-inflammatory molecule. Uric acid contributes to the development of dyslipidemia through inflammatory mediators. The results of the present study indicated that in a healthy population, elevated baseline serum uric acid levels are strongly associated with the incidence of dyslipidemia over 10 years. Moreover, early prevention and treatment of hyperuricemia may prevent the development of dyslipidemia as a component of metabolic syndrome. It is worth noting that further studies are required to examine the effect of nutritional interventions on the association between serum uric acid and the incidence of dyslipidemia. Finally, from a statistical perspective, it was observed that serum uric acid level in the fourth quartile could yield an adjusted hazard ratio of 1.78 after considering for confounding variables in predicting the incidence of dyslipidemia.